Jackie's, can I help you?
Shows how much I know about lab diamonds, Michelle.
What, you don't? Or you...
Oh, my Lord. Well, I mean, I haven't gone this high in ever.
Size-wise or price?
Well, size-wise, which equals price. So I found two out there.
High-pressured?
These are all high-pressure, high-temp.
Okay.
They're all, they've all been scrutinized by us.
All right.
This one is, and I'll send this to you. This one's a 10.1 F VS1 with the IGI cert.
Mm-hmm.
The table is 58, which is good. It doesn't give you that strange cat eye when you get above the 60.
Mm-hmm.
The cut is ideal, which you doesn't get any better than that. You got triple X on the symmetry and polish, zero fluorescence. So you got a 13.92 millimeter by 13.99 millimeter, 99%.
Diameter. Okay.
Yes. Net price 10.1 carat is $83.32.
She won't do it.
Yeah.
She won't do that. She wants a piece of junk.
Yeah, can I tell you?
You see what I'm saying? So we're going to have to go VD.
Here's
VCD.
Another one. Here's another one there. This is a 9.08.
All right.
F, VVS2 with an IGI. The table is still under 60. It's at 59. The cut, again, is ideal with triple X, zero fluorescence.
All
right. It's a 13.5 by 13.58 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Your cost on this is $49.95.
I can throw them at her, but she won't want them. I know her. Been a client a long time here. I know her. She won't buy that. She wants
moissanite.
Junk. Moissanite's cloudy. Don't you think it is?
Yes.
Then I wouldn't buy moissanite. I might buy some labs if I was in her shoes, and I would go with the cheaper one, too.
All right.
I've got quotes on that 10. From 1800 all the way to 2,332, I think.
Okay, well, God bless.
And that's on that CVD stuff.
Sure it is.
And I don't care, you know, once I sell it, it is as is. It's hers. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know how it's going to behave. Never have one. Don't know anything about them.
Okay. See, we've got a lifetime trade-up policy on everything we sell, so...
You haven't trained no lab for diamonds.
Oh, no. Lab for labs.
Yeah, lab for lab. I can see
sure,
that.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, she's not trading them. She's not doing anything.
All right. Well, we gave it a shot, Michelle.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You know, I still got mine I'd like to get rid of, but I don't want to mail it to nobody. And I got a son-in-law who heads up one of the biggest hospitals there in Richmond.
Huh?
I'm going to approach him first. On a slightly under retail level, because I could do better there than I can with you, okay?
Absolutely.
What would you give for a 5, sight unseen? It's got a paper, but I can't remember anything. I think it's an SI1, and I believe it is an e-color, and it's 5.54.
It's a round?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5.54.
I got a big oval. I got a 4 and an oval. I got a big 3 and a round. I like to get rid of all of them, really. You know? But what would you go for in that? I know you'd have to see it to be more accurate, but what do you think you would go for?
Here's what, I mean, you just want me to start punching in the air? What did you say what color was it? E?
SI1, certed. Okay, round brilliant. Face is up nice to you loop it. You know, when you loop it, that's when you know. That's all you see, what you see.
Yep. Let's see what we got going here. 5.5 RV. We got those going out.
At what range? This is a ballpark. It. I won't hold you to it. I know you have to see it. But that's the thing. I don't want to mail these stones.
How much would you take for it?
Oh, I'd take $68,000 for it. You asked.
You may get it. You may get it. That's
now, what would you offer for it?
Oh, probably about $9,000.
Are you kidding me? No way.
I can sell one to you right now in e-color.
You can't sell this one to me for that.
GIA S1 for $19,775.
$19,000.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I tell you, I wouldn't take... Of course, I'm going to hit Charlie first, okay? I'm going to offer it to Charlie.
You can get out there in the marketplace probably... I don't know about if you get 68, God love you, then I'd hire you in a second as a salesperson. But probably around, let me see, probably about 41, 42.
Yeah, have you Googled them?
Yeah. I haven't Googled them. I don't know. I just know from the top of my head.
Well, I sold Charlie his original ring. He trusts me. It's in platinum. He's got a two-round brand. About time he moves it up. I can do a lot better with him than I can with you. You're a wholesale. He's retail.
There you go.
All right?
Yeah.
And I would probably offer it to Charlie around 40 if he wanted it. I don't know what I'd offer the oval for. I don't think the oval's certed. That's the problem with it. And I don't think the 3-carat round is certed either.
People are getting itchy for ovals and marquees.
Oh, I got a beautiful oval. 4-carat total weight.
Yeah. Yeah, those people...
Nice color, real nice clarity. Real nice bow tie. Real nice stone. Been vaulted for 70 years. So you know it's good.
Yeah,
it's been vaulted a long time.
Oh, they're vaulted.
Yeah. We've invested in some larger stones over
That's
the years.
That's what Jimmy is saying. He said he's got, you know, 5-carat, an 8-carat that's hanging out in there.
No, I have no 8s. Is that what you're asking?
The biggest I have is
5.5.
Oh, all
right. The biggest one I have. She's got a big one, too. So, and, you know, customers around here, I tell you, they want to go cheap. That's what they want. And that's what's going to kill the diamond market right there. Those old labs are going to kill the diamond market. And I think De Beers saw something. And I think that's why they cut out their percentages and got rid. Didn't Russia buy a big piece of the beers?
That's what I said. They sold out. That's right.
They're down to what, 26% from 91?
Oh, good Lord. I don't know. I had no
why?
Idea.
All these years, they controlled at 91 or 92. What happened? What did they see?
They had people with their hands in the till is what they saw.
After 100 years in business?
What
or how many years were they in business? 150 years?
Yeah. Well, they saw what was going on in the mechanical and in the commercial market with diamonds. So they kind of saw the writing on the wall, how it was coming along. So then you get human beings in there that get greedy and, you know, things get stupid.
Yeah. Well, my lady's on her way. I better get off of here. But anyway, she called. She's got papers to drop off at her lawyer's office or somewhere.
Oh, man.
And I said, well, just come on. We'll be here. We're not leaving until we see you. So she's on her way. But
yeah, she doesn't care. God bless. You know, just do what you got to do, so.
Yeah. But you say on these stones, these high-pressure ones, you could key that. You think you could get $16,664 out of that 1001? I don't.
What the market will bear.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, my guys, no. But I'm telling you what, and this is just my premonition.
What's that?
It's going to kill the natural diamond market.
Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a geographic differentiation. So the market as a whole is shifting. It's not so much that it's going up and down. It's fluctuating between college markets that are going towards the labs because it's where all the kids are.
Oh, you young people are going towards
and,
labs.
And they don't care. Hey, you know what kills me? Was it you I was talking about? It was someone in California. I was talking about that kids are buying labs because they're afraid for the earth that the real diamonds, you know, we're taking something.
Oh, it was the blood first, don't you remember? First it was the blood thing, okay?
Yeah.
Now it's the environmental thing. Let me tell you what kids are going for labs, because they get it cheap. They get it cheap.
Yeah.
And they get a nice size. They can't get it natural, okay?
Well, you and I both know the real reason, yes.
And they don't care about value of it.
No.
They don't interest them as investment or nothing. They don't care about none of that stuff.
No, they don't.
I've had I don't know how many lads in here, and that's one of the stores that's in competition with us. Of course, they're quite a ways. They're about 2 hours away. Filled the whole store. I went down and checked it out. They got like 78% to 80% all lab, the entire store.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Had one showcase of natural.
Well, you know.
How do you like that? That's where I'm getting these labs from, because I get these kids coming in wanting me to size all the time because we're state-of-the-art back here on the bench. And we can do it in an hour and 20 minutes and then come back and pick it up. That's why they're coming in here. And this store evidently doesn't. They send it off somewhere. It takes them 3 and 5 weeks or 6 weeks to get it back.
Here's what you should do, Michelle. You should set up a candy machine outside the store. One side will be plastic settings, and the other side you should have Skittles. And they can put together their own lab right there.
So you feel like my husband and I feel about lab. We don't have a single piece. Nora called the other day. She said, oh, Michelle, you need to get out of the diamonds and get some of the labs in there. I sent you a whole case. I'll send them to you on consignment. I said, I don't want them, Nora.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. I said, you'll kill all my diamond sales with that. I said, I don't want that. I want to sell the real stuff. I have the inventory. Why do I want to sell lab? But I got news for you. These kids are coming in. Where they've been online, and if you don't have a lab, these kids go out.
Yeah. That's why we
So you're just losing their market. That's all you're doing. You're losing their market.
Well, when they grow up and they understand value and stuff, hopefully they were brought up right.
They don't care about value. They're not going to sell those rings.
No, they're not. You never know. They'll probably give it to their daughters or sons to give to their girlfriends for Christmas. Who knows?
One guy came in with his future wife, and I said, wouldn't you rather have a 1-carat natural diamond that you knew came from the earth, that took all them years to form, as beautiful as it is, hard as it can be, stay like that? And I said, you got something there. You got value. That stone will go up in value. That stone will triple in price. Why did you buy a lab? He bought a lab. Paid $2,000. I can't remember. He had a ticket. Got online. And a stone fell out. Had little stones on the side. I don't have no labs to put in. I could got it, but I don't want to mess with it. Gave it back to him. I said, go back out in space and see if you can find the guy and tell him to put stone back in for you.
There you go.
Because I don't have a lab. So I told him. He looked at me and he said, oh, well. And she said, well, I'll tell you something now. This is what she said. You got to be nice. You can't be mean.
Yeah.
I said, if I had a lab, I'd fix it, but I don't. And I said, if you want me to order you one lab stone in here, I can, but you're going to be paying postage on it, okay, to get it in here. And I said, and it's going to take me probably 4 to 8 days to get one, you know. And he said, well, honey, let's go ahead and order it because they're not going to fix it for us online. Had lifetime guarantee, the ring did.
Yeah.
It's lifetime against anything that, it's got a warranty against anything that will never happen. Okay?
Right,
But the things that will happen are not covered, okay? All right, so anyway, he said that she said, I don't care if it's lab. She said, you know what, though? I can wear this without worry. If I knock that sucker out, I'm not worried about it. I'll buy another one and put back in the center.
That's what
the girl said.
Oh, my Lord. See?
I'm telling you, the young kids are all going that way. Now, I didn't see that with cubic Z's and moissanites and YAGs and all that other junk down the road.
Yeah.
But now with this thing is got the eye.
Yeah.
Okay? That's, the others didn't have the eye. This has got the eye.
Yeah. Can't argue.
That's going to make it hard on us. You know, what are we going to do with our diamonds if they all go kabunky? Of course, I don't think they will, but who's going to buy? If there's no need, no demand, nobody wants. What's going to happen to the diamond market?
I'm not worried. I mean, I was brought up on value, and I think I can translate that passion when I talk to people, or else I wouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
well, I try every day,
stone,
and I lose them. They go right out the door to the Internet.
That stone that you have is the only one like it ever, ever created in the millennia that the Earth has been, you know, revolving around the sun. Ever. You want something plastic that everyone else and their uncle has, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to stop you.
Well, you can't really use terminology plastic, you know? You can't really call them that. You have to be careful how you do it. I just call them labs.
When they say diamond, I say,
well, whatever you want to call it. I said, that's created to me. That's a lab. That's what I just say.
That's blasphemy.
And you know what they say? Well, that's what we're going to do because we're never going to sell it. We don't care about the value of it. We just want something that looks good. And we can't buy that in a natural stone in here. That's what they say. That boy bought a carrot center, and it had all kinds of little stones running around it.
Had a halo around it, huh?
Yeah, and down the sides. Big Dick Shank.
My.
He had baguettes in the center of it. He got online, and little stones running around the outside.
Okay.
So I said, well, all right, to each their own, what can you say? You can't, you know, your hands are tied.
Yeah, God bless.
But, I mean, it just kills me when I spend standing on the floor out there an hour and a half and trying to sell a beautiful ring to them, and they have to think about it. Sometimes they come back two and three times. And then you do all that work, all that time with them, bring in their parents and everything else, some of these guys, and then some don't, some do. And then they turn around and say, well, I saw this online. I think she's going to go lab. Ugh, I just cringe, you know?
All right,
and
look,
I'm not putting no labs in here, so... They want them, I'll order them, but I'm not putting them in here to sell. So I don't really think, when that lady hears the price of that, $8,049, that nine was five, she's going to put a cubic Z in her ring.
Oh, my Lord. Want me to send you this or no?
No, waste of time. Why waste your money and my time? No.
It's less than $5,000 for two carat for you know.
No. And the only way I'd get that in here is she puts $2,500 up front.
She's got the money.
I don't order stuff for people to look at without a deposit.
She's got a 7-carat natural. That's a lot of scratch.
No, six.
Still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter. I'm not going to go mim. I have, these women are funny. See, you ever dealt, well, I guess you have with women on the counter. They're really hard to deal with. I'd rather deal with a man on the counter any day than a woman. They're so indecisive, and they want to play hours and hours and hours.
Well, that's
hours.
What it is. That's what it
a
is.
Man can make a decision in 10 minutes. A woman will stay out there for 4.5 hours.
Well, we've got a predetermined destination. We know what's supposed to happen, so we just go and do it.
Yeah. Well, I just say, you want me to get those in for you to look at? Well, sure, I'd be glad to. You give me 20, I take half of whatever that stone is. You give me $24.50 down. Okay, write me a check to hold, and I'll get you those memos in. And I'm getting to the point, too, that I'm going to charge for my time out there. I'm not getting memos in here for them to hee-haul around for hours and lose customers. I've had 4 and 5 customers stand in here when people come in on a memo and sit there and eat all over it all day. That's a headache.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you got to get it back, you know? So. Yeah.
Well, good thing for us, we have free shipping, so you just
go. Yeah, I know, but I don't want no memos. If she comes up with some money, I'll call you. But until she shows me intent, I'm not doing it, okay?
Do you even have anything? Oh no, Jimmy said. Jimmy said you had an 8 carat.
We don't want
labs. But you don't. I understand. But Jimmy said you had an 8 carat in the back. But you said you don't.
No, we got 2 stones in stock. Okay, in here on a memorandum. 2 is in here. I'll never do it again. Okay, waste of time. Those are already been denied. They got to go back.
Do you know that we have 100% sell-through guarantee? So you're not hanging on. I'm not lying to you.
God Almighty, give me a break.
If you're not selling those memos,
you'll give me some money and let me keep it.
we'll swap off for stones that will sell.
Oh, really?
So you're so, well. The thing is that
do you know how much trouble all that is? How much time I have to invest in all that?
Been doing this for over 30 years, so it's not trouble. It's just what we do for business.
Well, I guess when you do sell something like that, if a customer is interested, they're going to want to see it. I agree. But
yes.
Not till you get to that point. Not before. Not just on a whim.
Yeah, you want them 60%. 60%
yeah.
Sold, and then they get in front of their eyes and go, holy schmoe.
Give me a 1,000 down. I'll get it for you.
There you go. There's
now, they'll think
that.
Twice. If they're playing, they won't come up with 1,000. But if they're not playing, they'll come up with 1,000. They'll write me a check for 1,000 right there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Make sure it's a local bank, and away you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about that. I know my client's been here a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and their kids. But all their kids are going to labs. That's what really gets me. Okay? Kids are even going to labs.
Or
and let me tell you, I've looked at a lot of, you know, creative simulator and all that kind of crap over the years. This lab thing, it's going to get us. Okay?
You keep saying that, you know.
It's going to get us.
You're still not going to talk me into your doomsday banter. You're
no,
not.
You wait and see. You watch.
Okay.
You watch and see what all these kids do. And they're your future.
I bet you a 10-carat lab that that's not going to happen.
Oh, we'll see. We know we thought that, what, a year ago?
No,
and look how much has happened. But it fell up and down, and the bottom fell out. Then it went back up, and then, of course, they were trying to smash it down. The naturals were trying to get rid of it. I don't blame them.
No, yeah.
But they couldn't do it.
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, we shall overcome. You know what I mean?
I hope you're right.
We're right
behind you, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
What now, hon? Yeah, but, Jim, if somebody wants to buy it, I'm in the market to sell it. I don't care if it's a pebble, you know? If somebody wants to seriously buy it, I want to turn it. If it's a lab, I'll turn it. If they're serious and they give me a deposit to look at it, I'll turn it.
And then tumble it, shine it, and charge twice.
Yeah, mount it and everything. Size it to fit their finger, no problem.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that kid, though. $16,000 at 2.54.
There's some brain cells missing somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, had the receipts and everything.
My God.
Asked to see his papers. Had his cert, had the receipts from the jewelry store. And you can't say anything.
No.
I said pretty ring, but no, I don't want to buy it. And he said, well, I'll come down a little bit on it. He said, no, I'll have to lose a little bit. And he said, I'd come down to 14. I said, no. I said, sir, I don't buy labs.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all natural here, but I'm sure you got a buddy out there somewhere that might.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's all I said. I don't get involved in no kind of anything, you know.
Form a long talk cocktail and see what you can get.
Yeah, that's right. I tell him put it on the internet, see what he can get.
Honest to God. Hey, do you deal in any estate stuff? Did I ask you that already, Michelle?
Yeah, I got some estate stuff, but I don't not a lot. Okay, no. I've got some, but it don't. That takes a special kind of customer too.
Yes, that's why.
It's
yes.
A slow going thing. It's slow. I've got some estate stuff. Got some pretty stuff. Now, I did sell a beautiful necklace, an estate necklace, the other day, and she walked in from Charleston, West Virginia.
Huh.
And, yeah, and let me tell you what she said to me. And I took a chance, okay, but I knew her daddy. All right, I knew her husband's daddy, not her. Her husband's daddy. They came in, too. She said, Michelle, I didn't bring anything to buy that with me, but I promise you, if you'll send that to me at my address. Here's my business card. I will drop you a check. And I know the father, okay? And I said to her, I said, no problem. Give me your address where you want me to send it. I said, and just when you get it, just give me a text or holler that you received it and drop a check in the mail. She said, okay. And I knew the dad would back it up, okay? It was pretty expensive, okay? She did. I mailed it to her. Took a chance. It was a vintage piece necklace. I mailed it to her, and she called me right when she got it. She loved it. She's tickled to death with it. She said, nobody else would have done that for me. I said, well, we're glad to do it for you. She dropped me a check. How do you like that? That's a wrist, wasn't it? That, a dumb wrist, but I took it. Dumb, but I couldn't. It's been in the case for God knows how long, okay?
Hey.
Okay, I took a chance. I wanted to get rid of it. Out the door it went.
There you go. Cash and carry.
I'll be talking to you probably through the year, and the percentages will go from 50 to probably 70, 80 on lab sales. You watch.
Go to mdj.com mm-hmm. when you get a shot. You can check out our estate stuff.
MDJ?
Yeah.
M is in Mary, D is in David, J is in Jerry.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Okay. I bet you got some gorgeous stuff.
Oh, my
I don't have much, but I got some pretty stuff, too.
The thing is, we know who to snuggle up to. So, I mean, this stuff at Paris, London, Rome, all that.
Why don't you auction it? Have one of them big, fancy estate auctions like they do in New York. You know, they do reserves. They don't let you come in for a dollar now, okay? They start it where they want to put it.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
You know, and then they sell it off that way. I thought about that. That's a pretty good idea, at least you don't sit on it.
You know what I mean? Gone. Beats
they
having that car in your vault.
What's sitting there, you know?
All right, let me go.
All right, take care. I'll holler if I need anything natural, okay?
You know where I am.
I know. I got you right under the phone out there, okay?
All right.
All right, bye. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.